The information presented in this podcast is not intended for the treatment or prevention of disease or any medical condition, nor is a substitute for medical advice. The information contained herein in this podcast reflects only the opinion of the author and presenter and is in no way considered required practice.
Welcome to Motivation and Muscle, the podcast that connects your brain to your brawn.
Hi, this is Eric Fiorello, and I want to welcome you to Motivation and Muscle, the podcast show that connects your brain to your brawn. Today is January 4th, 2016. And before we go on, David Whitley's on with us today, and he just sent a nice little message out through Facebook. He was going to be on Motivation, and he sends a great shot of Pantera playing, man. And we were just talking about this off the air. It's like, sadly missed, let me tell you. What a fucking waste, man, that dude went up and capped that guy dime bag like that, man. Nobody deserves that. You know, it's like a phenomenal band. I was lucky to see him. What did you see him? Two times. Unbelievable. I wish I saw him 100 times. You never think about stuff like that. But, you know, we're still here. We're still carrying the torch for him, and that's all that matters. You know, metal, man. Metal. Weights, stones, kettlebells, bending, whatever you want to call it, man, that's the true shit. That all goes together. I've met very few guys and girls that do this stuff that we do that aren't into metal. And yep. I'm talking black metal and everything. I listen to all kinds of shit. But you know something, David, for the money, the thing I always let, what Pantera proved me when they put Vulgar out, and people will definitely argue this with me, that a lot of people like Cowboys from Hell better. They think that's the best. Cowboys has got some damaging songs on there. But you know what? I think Pantera was still kind of searching for their sound still. Yeah. Now, their songs, look at Primal Concrete, Sledge, shit like that. I could see that on Vulgar.
Yeah.
I could see Phil singing the way he was singing on Vulgar, doing those songs, but he didn't. I think that he was still trying to find his shit, and the band was too, but it's an exceptional album. But what convinced me that Pantera was so good, go out and listen to Vulgar Display of Power. Those guys can play anything, man. I mean, listen to all the songs, how different they are, man. These guys can play speed, heavy, screaming, kind of subtle a little bit, and then Phil's voice explodes. Very few bands can do that, and as far as I'm concerned, unless you're listening to metal, and most of it's old school now, I mean, there's nothing new really out there, unless it's like obscure stuff playing in some old backwoods bar. There's not a hell of a lot of great shit out there anymore, so I tell you, go out and pick them up and listen to them. Also, too, another thing, 2016 is going to be the year. Everybody associated with here, I wish them all the best, and I can't be happier that they're on with us, but especially Motivation Muscle. Hopefully I'm going to have a big announcement by the end of this month, that we're working on, which is going to make this show explode. And I mean explode, and I can't get into any more than that, but we're going after everything. It's not only the show, it's the products, it's the solutions, it's bringing guys like David on that are the real deal, that don't fuck around, man. They like helping people. We're creating, like I said, we're creating a family here. This is what we're doing here, and 2016 is only going to be the beginning. 2015 lit the torch.
Yes.
There's no doubt about it. No doubt. But 2016, I swear to God, you're going to think there's a fucking avalanche coming down on you. And we're not going to let up. We're going to be persistent as hell. We're going to fucking build self-confidence like you've never seen with us and everybody else. And we're going to hit that one big word I love that begins with an S, success.
Yes.
So this is Motivation Muscle. Let's see. We are sponsored by Dr. Wong's Essentials, Dr. William Wong. That's www.docsprefer.com, Sorenex.com, 803-978-2253, extension 111. Hearts Collision for New York State residents only. That's 518-477-7937. Also, too, one of our regulars on here, Steven Santangelo. Go out and unleash your strength through relentless metabolic endurance through 100% pure, wholesome organic foods. Athlete's choice is the only product and the ultimate results you're looking for. This is Steven's company. I'm on a lot of his stuff. His greens is out of this world. He makes a fall-winter formula for a tea. That's what we're going to talk about in the next show. Warm, you know, cold weather, warm products in your body. Obviously, we're going to talk a lot about the organs, how the what the effect is on them. That'll be really interesting. We just did a show on training outdoors, which will be up this week, too. So go out to Primal Creations at AOL.com, or you can reach Stephen on Facebook at Stephen, that's S-T-E-P-H-E-N, dot Santangelo, S-A-N-T-A-N-G-E-L-O, dot 75. So go out and tell them Motivation sent you. And also, too, last but not least, we got Jason Fulner, who's a good guy, man. And go out and get planayearofworkouts.com. This is an 8x6-inch, pretty much, I don't want to say a logbook. I've got it. It's awesome the way it's split up. On the 24th workout, you have a section to track your progress and set new goals. You can go out to Amazon Prime, too. It's only $5, no shipping. And this thing about Jason, not only is he a Marine, all right, this guy has been in the martial arts for 23 years and pumping iron for 18. And this is what I appreciate about the guys and girls that listen to this show. This is why we set the fucking standard. This guy trains in his shed in his backyard, and he listens to Motivation and Muscle. He's got this right down in writing. He put it right. I'll read it to you exactly how he wrote it. I listen to Eminem in my home gym set up in a shed in my backyard. So, Jason, Steven, and everybody else, thanks for your support. We appreciate it. Don't forget to go out to FiorelloBarbellCo.com. Download our 10 Top Ways to Build Mind and Muscle. It's a free ebook. Just give us your email. Our two big products, Strength Times Power Equals Success, and the Winner's Circle is all out on FiorelloBarbellCo.com. And don't forget this. This is a big thing. Sponsorship like these gentlemen have just done with us, who just come on board. We need this to keep this show rolling. It costs me a lot of money to keep this show going every month, and we need your support. And remember this. This month, we're doing it for $100. Normally, I charge $500. $30 goes to muscular dystrophy. As everybody knows, Fiorello Barbell Company and Motivation Muscle are both dedicated to the memory of my brother Jimmy, who died of muscular dystrophy, and these flu shots are imperative. It's getting real cold here now. The 70-degree days, I think, are done. These children get a cold. We know everybody I met during Christmas, it seemed, was sick. Now, just think about it. These kids get sick with a common cold that turns into pneumonia, and it kills them. That's what killed Jimmy. So I implore upon you, come on board with us. Be part of the 10 million that are going to be share this, and I'm going to be around for a long time. I've said 25 years or longer. We're committed. We're committed to you. Come join my family. I want everybody in at my table. Well, this is only the second show of 2016. Today's Monday, obviously. We got a full week. We got David Whitley on. We had Mike Gillette on this morning. He led the way at 9 o'clock, and we torched that show, and we're going to torch this one up big time. Let me give you a little information about David before we start on our subject, and obviously I'll let him tell about himself. This man is not only a motivational speaker, strong man, he's a master of the bent press, and obviously you all know him as the Iron Tamer. But the thing about this guy is this, he understands mentally how things work, and we just got into this before we came on about some of the changes that's going to be coming with this show. And, you know, you put the stuff out there, good or bad, it's coming your way. And I implore all of you who are listening to this show, you can't be perfect with your thoughts. None of us are, and you don't have to be. But what I'm saying to you, if there's things you want to go after, you got to go after them in a way that is going to go out universally and come back. Because I can tell you firsthand, there's more and more people coming into my life now with the positive ways, with things I've wanted to do that suddenly it's right in front of you. And you're like, how the hell did that happen? Well, the first 15 minutes of your day mean the most. So go out and listen to something or write something up that you can say over and over to yourself again. Be very direct, precise with what you want. Pinpoint it. As we always say here, you know, commit to it and take action. So I'll leave that there. And David and I are going to talk about persistence, but I want David to come on, give some information, any website material, and we'll get started. David, Happy New Year and welcome to Motivation Muscle, sir.
Happy New Year, and thank you so much for having me on the first day of the new year that you're back up and running after a nice long holiday break.
Yeah.
Feels good to be back in the groove.
Yep.
It's good to do the break, but I was telling a guy that I trained with earlier today that this today at the gym was the first day in about a week that I've felt like me.
Yeah.
Because I'm not going from one massive feast. And, you know, it's good to be back in the groove and feel good about everything. About me, I'm in College Grove, Tennessee, which is about a half an hour south of Nashville. So you might as well say I'm in Nashville. I am a performing strongman. I am a strong first kettlebell master instructor. I travel around and do workshops. I'm currently taking another group of people through the amazing 12-week physique transformation program, which we had day one with those folks today. They came in. You talk about a bunch of people that are on fire to get some stuff done. It's nice. It's amazing when this is happening, and I'm having to sit there and go, okay, ease back. It's the first day. Be cool. And yep. which will play into what we're going to talk about as the theme of the show today, which is persistence. But my website is currently being redone, but it is still up. I just will go ahead and tell you, if you go there, you won't have a whole lot of new information about it. It's irontamer.com. I'm on Twitter and Instagram as Iron Tamer, and I'm on Facebook as Iron Tamer Dave Whitley for my professional page. Please, if you like what I'm talking about, or you're interested in what I'm doing, or if you just want to say hi, go to any of those places and find me, follow me, friend up with me, and send me a message and let me know that you did. Happy to be a part of all this and ready to rock and roll.
Glad to have you, man. Like I said to you before, hopefully we'll be able to talk more about what's going on with this, but there's some very exciting things going on behind the scenes here with a lot of stuff. And as I was telling David, I felt last month that we had turned the corner with a lot of things, but it's been almost 3 years in the making. And I don't say this to anybody, and I've said it with David on other shows. I encourage, and he has too, to go after your dreams. And I mean that wholeheartedly. I mean, you need to go after it with all the gusto. And obviously, we're going to talk about persistence. And persistence will get you further than almost anything you can do in your life, because you have to have it to get there. But I'm going to tell you right now, none of this shit is going to be a walk in the park. And if it is, you're doing something wrong. Because I'm telling you right now, there's going to be a lot of things standing in front of you. And you're going to have a choice whether you go through them or you step around them. And if you can't go through them, you're going to have a damn hard time with everything you do here. But let me tell you something. Nothing's more satisfying when you can see some of the things that you've been just beating the wall in for maybe a year, 2 years, 3 years. And you guess what? Now you made the big hole through the wall. And as you weaken it more and more, you're going to watch the whole wall tumble right in front of you. And guess what? You're going to step over the sheetrock and you're fucking there. So that's all I can say. I got a lot to say. And I told David, I'm very fired up. I was very fired up during Mike's show. There's just something in the air here, let me tell you, and I love it, and I hope everybody else can feel it through the microphone. Persistence. Obviously, you got a big dose of it today with bringing new people in, and they're very enthused, very excited. Obviously, you've been around this for a long time. We know right now, do I hope everybody can stay in these gyms for the rest of their life and make progress? Absolutely. But we know the reality a lot of this stuff is, 2 weeks, 6 weeks, whatever it's going to be, we're going to see, right now at 4 o'clock, you're not getting in. But in 3-4 weeks, chances are you're going to be able to park your car anywhere. right? I mean, what do you see right now? I mean, look, you and I want to see people do well. You know, you and I and everybody else on this show's got solutions. et cetera, et cetera. But, you know, like here, the big deal is I'm not going to give the two names of the gyms around here. You probably know one of them, I would think. They are chain gyms, national. I think they are nationally chained, too. And, you know, $10 a month. Who's not going to give it a shot for $10 a month when a good trainer might charge you, I don't know, let's just go lowball and say they're going to charge you $200 a week, but you're going to get strict, good, one-on-one, et cetera, et cetera. What do you see with that, David? How do you, obviously you've got a reputation and all that, but for the ones that are good that don't have a reputation and you want to get people in there and you want to get them going and get them persistent, how do you get these people into where you are?
Well, January is to people in the fitness and training business what May and September are to wedding photographers. I found out because my wife is a wedding photographer, and when May rolls around from that's when everybody's getting married. So she's actually in her slow time right now, and I'm in the as far as the gym business goes, I'm at the peak of the year right now. This will be the busiest time that I'm going to have. And I here is my answer, the short version of the question you just asked me. I took on six new people.
Yep.
Six. And what I did is on the front end, I pre-qualified them through email and then meeting them face-to-face and talking on the phone and really making sure that the people who are coming in to the environment that I've created are going to support each other and make something that is greater, that the whole is greater than the sum of the parts of everybody that's there. And I think that it's really easy for inexperienced or whatever you want to call it, newer people who are in the training business, to just see this massive flood of people that are flocking to the gym in January, because that's what people do. Which reminds me of the whole idea of if you're doing what everybody else is doing, if you just do a 180 degrees turnaround from what everybody else is doing, you'll probably be successful. If you don't do anything else except the opposite of what most people are doing, you'll probably be successful. Which doesn't mean that you should stay out of the gym, obviously, but just the attitude that they bring in. Well, it's New Year's. I'm gonna go in and I've set the resolution for myself that I'm going to lose 30 pounds or whatever it is. And it's almost always followed up with, and this time I'm really going to mean it.
Which,
honestly, I don't doubt the sincerity of anyone who's in that position. I believe they truly mean it, but where they run into trouble is it's the same kind of thing that the people who live in poverty and they win a $20 million lottery and then 2 years later they're more broke than they were when they started. You don't really know what it means to have a 12-week commitment or a 6-month commitment or a year or 5-year commitment. What are you going to be? Who are you going to be at the end of those 12 weeks, at the end of that year, in 5 years, if you consistently go and pursue your thing? You know, it's the infomercial age where, you know, you got 8-minute abs and 21 days to this and that. And it's the being seduced by the shiny stuff that promises all of this wonderful, amazing stuff in a very short period of time with very little effort or participation on your part. But the fact is, if all that stuff worked, everybody'd be walking around looking like a Men's Health cover model. Or looking like a fitness model, but all you have to do is just look around and you'll see the people who are using that stuff, it's not working. So I think that there's two things missing. One is a clear picture of what the desired outcome is. It's like if I said Eric, and I know just from our earlier conversations, if I said Eric, I just got $100,000 and I want to give it to you. Do you know what you would do with it? And I bet you could tell me to within $300 or $400 one way or the other where every bit of that money would go.
I could.
But
easily.
But how many of us, if somebody said, hey, I'm gonna give you $100,000, you immediately start thinking of all the dumb shit you're gonna spend it on.
Which is
fine if you're doing it deliberately. But if you don't know if you don't know what you would do with it, then what would you do with it, you know? So if you don't know what you're going to turn into, who you're going to become, or who you want to be, then it's you know, it's like, hey, let's go on vacation. Let's get in the car and drive. Where do you want to go? I don't know. Let's just drive until we find something cool. It doesn't work.
Yeah.
It doesn't work. Yep. So the missing ingredient is lack of a definite place and clear picture of who you want to be. And then the other people that miss the mark are the people who have a really good idea of who and what they want to be and what they want to do and all of that stuff. But then they just lack the persistence to get there, which again goes back to the infomercial mentality of a huge promise in a short period of time with little participation. It just doesn't work. You have to have that persistence. The stuff that we were talking about earlier off air, and where you're talking about on air, turning the corner and all the stuff that's in the works right now, none of that would be going on if not for your persistence. You know, I'll go ahead and say this because it's not like it's not spoiling anything for anybody, but we were talking about all of this good stuff that's going on. But the thing that, and it's really easy to see that, oh, Eric's got a podcast and it's doing really well. And these guys are on here all the time and everything's going great with that. Oh, it must be nice. Well, yes, it is nice. But the thing that you're missing is 2, 3, 4, 5 shows a day, 7 days a week for months.
Yep.
Months on end without a break. And Eric telling me, I'm really glad I took those days off because it was starting to affect my voice.
Yep.
And, you know, and I said that the schedule that you were describing wasn't sustainable. So I'm glad you took the time off. So it's interesting that your persistence has led you to all the stuff that you were telling me about how you're going to start planning it and scheduling out your time and divvying out the number of podcast interviews and whatnot that you're going to do on a given day or a given week and all that kind of stuff. So,
well, the thing is, you know, just using what's going on with me as an example, because it's a very easy example for people to get hold of, because we have talked about this for the last year on the show on and off, is this. I had to let off a little bit because, you know, I really wanted to take the month of December off. We got enough shows still to put up, and we've had a lot of technical issues too in the last 2 weeks that, believe it or not, I couldn't get to my own websites. There was a problem with some security. It was taken care of, but it took multiple hours on the phone, multiple visits from Time Warner, and then some other stuff that had to be settled too out west. But this stuff is very disruptive, and it's when you're trying to relax and take time off, you know, you're dealing with that. But you know something, that's part of, as my chiropractor always said to me, it's part of life. It is part of life. And I don't know what's happening from one day to the next. I can only take myself and push it the way I want to go. And as I was telling David off air, we're going to push harder than we did in 15. 15 was, there's been stuff way before 2015. But 2015 is the foundation, was all the setup, was turning the corner, was where we are today in January 4th, 2016. But I got to tell you, without being persistent, and I can tell you in the last 2 weeks, most people, but a considerable percentage would have broke last week with what I was dealing with. Because I'll tell you right now, I'm going to be graphic right here. I was so fucking tired of everything, all right? Just fucking tired where I wanted to unplug and just, like, I would have got on a plane and went away somewhere for a week if I could have done it. But I couldn't because I have responsibility. I take my responsibility very serious here. I have a commitment to the users, the listeners, everybody. And the biggest commitment is I have a business here, and this is my livelihood. I take it damn serious, and I'm not going to let anything flush me or it down the toilet. So it's like everything, you get through it. But I am a persistent bastard. I've always been. I even took 10 days of training off, which I very rarely do unless I'm banged up real bad. I needed 10 days off. I started back yesterday. It felt better than ever. I mean, it was just so good mentally to get back. Did I handle anything? I didn't handle shit. I handled maybe 70% of what I use, But that's not the point of it. The point of it is to get your ass back in the game. Be persistent with what you want to do. Start thinking Iceland, Scotland, man. Millions of dollars in the business. Helping people that are trying to start out their own business. When they come to you and say, hey, look, I don't have a lot of money. Can you help me out? Abso-fucking-lutely. Absolutely. Be fucking something out there for people, everybody. You know what I'm saying? Don't be shutting your shit down because you're having a shit day, all right? Go out and be persistent, man. Go out and break some fucking heads, man. Go out and be the standard. That's what everybody that's on this show is, in my opinion, or they wouldn't be here with us right now. The show is going to be the standard out there. Everybody in the universe is going to know this fucking show this year. That's my goal. And believe me, what I'm doing behind the scenes, it's going to happen. And I mean it. And this is only a little over a year old. And look how far we've come. That's persistence. That's persistence. Wanting to go away. You know how hard, like David will tell you, he's traveling all the time. You know how hard you're extending yourself all the time? All the time. Yeah, you're making a living and you love what you're doing. But you realize, too, you are pushing yourself to new limits. Or no limits, I should say, at that point, man. Right? You're pushing through everything. So, you know, I look at it this way. It's like this. No matter what happens at this point, and I say this on shows, only an act of God's going to kill me. That's it. Because I am so committed to my livelihood, to everybody, our family here, everybody that comes on this show. You know, to me, I'm not into all that 90s or whatever, that concept, that team horse shit, because most of that was horse shit. We're human beings, man. Human beings, when they really give a shit about each other, connect.
Yeah, what's still saying, there's no I in team, but there is a you in assault. So you
absolutely. But that's the deal here. It's like, this is not like anything else. There's a good thing up, I think Jeff Bankins put it up.
Mm-hmm.
There's something about we don't have Wi-Fi here. I think they said it's 1995 or something like that. Learn to talk to each other.
Yeah.
I mean, does anybody talk to each other? I mean, that's the fucking thing. You walk into David's gym. You know damn well before you go in there, and you're going to have to correct me, and I'll send it right over to you if I say anything fucking wrong, but the guy's interviewing you already, all right?
Yeah.
He's meeting you, okay, before you even walk in his doors, all right? What do you have to do? You have to be able to talk to this gentleman. If you mm-hmm. can't convey it, I'm sure he's going to say, well, maybe we can work through it, but maybe you're going to have to go to Planet Fitness for $10 a month, okay? I don't see that with this guy because I think he's a real caring individual, but obviously he's not going to hang himself by his balls either. But my point is this, man. Persistence is going to take you to places you've never been before. And I know, last week was it was beautiful. Christmas, New Year's, all the great stuff, family, buddies, you know, everything. But man, when you're watching your business shut down on you and no one knows what's going on, that can be a little bit unraveling with you because, you know, you want to be part of shit and you can't get up to other shit because you're having to take care of this and you got to be at the house because this one's got to come here. But I will tell you this, if you think on those lines and don't overreact, you know, all of us care immensely what we're doing. And I feel that everybody with this show is very passionate, obviously, but they really give a shit about what they do and what they have. And it's important to them to always be on the eight ball, so to speak. And that's just how I am, and that's the thing. But I will tell you, and I'll repeat it again, if I wasn't a persistent bastard with everything I did, I'd probably be working an $8 an hour job right now because I wouldn't be able to go back to my $42 an hour job because I've been at it for way too long. And I got to tell you, if I had to go back to something like that, if I lasted a half an hour, I'd be fucking lucky. I don't have it in me anymore, man. Okay, David, take it away. I went too long.
That's fine. I wish people could hear our preparation talks before we do these shows. It's like, it's literally like, so what do you want to talk about today? Okay, let's do that. You ready? Go.
Yep. That's it, man. So, hit the switch. I'll say to them, you ready to go? Yep. Here we go.
Yep. it's pretty obvious that a lack of persistence is like the major cause of people failing or not reaching their goal or whatever. I mean, it's just a lack of persistence.
Yep.
We live in an information age. I can literally, in the next 45 seconds, find the answer to any question that I might have for anything that I want to do or accomplish. It's just that simple, right? I mean, I do an internet search, boom, there it is. But knowing without doing is not knowing. And persistence is doing, and it's doing again tomorrow, and it's doing again the next day, and it's doing it again in 3 weeks when the news starting to wear off, and it's doing it in 3 months when the weather changes and you would rather skip going to the gym to go, you know, hang out at the park or whatever. And persistence it really is an essential factor when you get right down to it. If you have the best plan in the world for anything, not just training, but for anything, for a business, for your relationships, for whatever vacation you're going to go on, for whatever you've got, a retirement plan, persistence is the key to the whole thing. Because if you don't persistently follow through with whatever action it's going to take to go that you need to do today, right now, not like, oh, well, maybe one day when the stars align and Justin Bieber's not in the public eye anymore, then maybe then I'll things will be right for me. No, just shut up. Just shut up. Yeah. And do.
Yep.
Talk less and do more. It makes me think Napoleon Hill said, let me make sure that I can remember this right. That there's no heroic feeling, meaning, connotation. There's no heroic connotation to the word persistence, but it is to the character of a man what carbon is to steel. And I don't know if you know much about steel, but the higher carbon stuff is the stuff that'll hold an edge, and it's the, you know, it won't break and be brittle and all that. So like the persistence is to a man what carbon is to steel. It's what gives you that durability. It's what gives you the ability to keep going and keep going, keep going. I mean, yes, that is the definition of persistence, but you have to have persistence in order to persevere. And it's a skill that can be developed. And I think it's really important, which is one of the reasons that the stuff that you were talking about at the beginning, you know, take the first 15 minutes of your day and read over whatever thing it was you said that you were going to do that you wrote out last night. That's how I like to do it. I'll write it out the night before, and then when I get up, okay, what am I doing? Boom, here I go. Rather than wake up and wonder what you're going to do, you can just go ahead and hit the ground running. You know, read over that, and then remember why you were so excited to start in the first place, and emotionally tap into that. Because like the folks I had in today at the gym, it's like, ease up, just rest a little bit longer. You're going to be okay. You cannot undo the past 6 months worth of beer and chili fries in these first 15 minutes.
Yep.
But you can undo it in the next 12 weeks.
Yep.
So understand that persistence is not about doing everything that you can do all at once. It's about doing what you need to do right now. What's the most important thing you can do right now? Or what's the one thing that you can do right now? Because it may not be the most important thing for the goal, but it may be the only thing you can do right now. Do that.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's like micro loading a barbell, you know?
Yeah.
It's like the old story with the Mighty Adam where he was, when he was a kid training with Valenko in the circus, he was lifting these buckets and he could barely lift the buckets. And then he got to where the buckets weren't that hard to lift. And Valenko would take a handful of sand and throw in the buckets. And he did that periodically every so often. And then by the time, you know, a year had rolled around, the buckets were full.
Yeah.
And it was the same amount of effort going on there. So it's sustained effort. It's just doing the next little thing that'll get you there.
And you know what else too? Seriously, and I don't think we put enough emphasis on it, myself included. It's enjoying what you're doing too.
Well, sure.
I forget this way too much with my training. You're trying to barrel ass through everything. You got all these targets, these goals, these things you want to hit monthly, weekly, daily, whatever it is. You know, How much do you want to eat today? How much can you eat today? How much am I going to sleep? How much work do I got? And the whole time, a lot of times, and I'm very guilty of this, is I'm not really – I can't say I don't enjoy it, but I'm not slowing myself down to say, hey, you know what, man? This has been one hell of a week of lifting. You know, not just kind of – you know, and I've got to learn more to do things like that because – when you're going to persist in anything, I also believe you got to ingrain in your skull everything you've done that's been a big success story. You don't have to sit there and pat your back on every avenue. But you know what? If you don't say you're great, you're not going to hear that from a lot of people. That's just the way the world works. And I think confidence is something that is contagious, and you can quote me on that for that one because I think that was a pretty good fucking thing I just said. Confidence is contagious.
I like it.
How's that, man?
I like that.
Huh? CIC, man. I could start a new rock group called
CIC.
Do it,
man. Confidence is contagious. I'm gonna follow that one up with one that I thought of. I actually thought of this one while we were talking, and I wrote it down so that I wouldn't forget.
Okay.
Persistence is not about getting this thing over with so that I can get to the goal. Persistence is enjoying the process.
Yes, it is. Go ahead.
In the Book of Five Rings, Musashi says the way is in the training, and I think that's one of the meanings of it. There's something that about just the training as an end in itself, not just a means to an end.
Yep.
Because like when you go to Iceland and you walk the stone around the pen, it's not about walking the stone around the pen that made you who you are. It's about the months and months of stuff going in. It's the setbacks that you didn't take as a defeat or a failure. Well, there's a difference between a failure and a defeat, right? If you fail at something, that means that you figured out a way to do something that doesn't work. If you get defeated, that means you're done.
Yeah. Yep. Cooked. So, no, look.
Yeah,
go ahead.
Go ahead. I'm just
no. But I totally agree with you with that. You know, look, we hear the same stuff. If you can fall and get back up, or if you can get knocked down and be looking up, you still got a shot. You know, everybody's got, you know, a puncher's chance, et cetera, et cetera. You know, metaphorically, great. But you know, the bottom line is this: you're going to encounter things, anything. When you're persistent with something, trying to make this goal, it doesn't matter if you want to, you know, I don't care if you want to be able to put in the best garden you ever have this coming spring, you know, or, you know, we're going to lift the biggest stone we ever done. And, you know, maybe for you, that's 150 pounds or, you know, we're just going to run with speed until we can't run anymore. Whatever it is that's important to you. That's all going to be part of this persistence we're talking about. But the thing is, nothing is ever going to be smooth. And that's not talking in a negative connotation or anything, because life is not meant to be smooth. Life is meant to be lived, but when you do the things right, it will be much smoother. But you're going to hit pothole after pothole to go after these massive things that we like to do. I mean, these are things most people would never dream of, go after, et cetera, et cetera. They look at you like you got five eyes, the whole deal. And that doesn't mean anything to me anymore. That doesn't affect anything I do.
Well, think about this.
Go ahead.
An airplane can only fly when it is going against the resistance of the wind.
Absolutely.
So
Absolutely.
Without resistance, you can't go anywhere. So
no.
So resistance and persistence sound a lot alike to me, you know. So you have to, you have to be able to not fall down against whatever's resisting you, but rather use it as a way to propel yourself forward. Same way a plane does, right?
Yeah,
that's how a plane gets lift.
Well, but the thing is, David, though, it's just like these things might sound easy to us in a lot of ways because we've experienced a lot of this stuff, but This is where people get crushed when they're trying to get in shape because they're not talking to people like us and other people from the show. Our perception, our beliefs, our way of doing things usually, as you said in the beginning of the show, is basically you better turn around and go the other way.
Yeah.
All right? That's going to be what you're going to encounter with us because I can sit down and be very cordial with people and speak to them in a tone where they're going to hopefully understand what I'm saying. But what I'm saying to them is going to be stuff that they've probably never encountered. And they're going to be like, well, I've done it this way and it worked, or I did it this way, it worked for a little while. And I'll basically say to them, well, that, what do you want? Do you want a short term or do you want the rest of your life? And this is where we go wrong. I'm not saying you and I, but a lot of trainers go wrong is, look, I understand the whole deal. Everybody needs to earn money. I got it. But you know something? The money's going to come regardless, because your integrity, your honesty, your ability to convey a program and know enough if the program needs to be altered at all, and to take these people on a brand new thing I call the responsibility ride today. Jesus, I'm coming up with all kinds of new shit today, man. What I'm saying is this. We talk about changing lives here all the time, solutions, and we've done it. I know, because I've got direct feedback from people. But, you know, with all this persistence, like we said, comes a lot of other things that you never experienced or you never were ready for. Well, that's how life, you know, that's how it shakes out a lot of times. But the thing that I believe more than anything is this. If you're going to get into this stuff, really get into it, and we've talked about this a number of times, you've got to dive into it and you know, stop thinking about the 30-day, the 90-day. You know, the reality is, you know, if you don't know, folks, they're paid models, maybe ex-athletes. And, you know, let's face it, you know, they're waxed from head to toe. I don't know what they're taking, what they're not taking. I don't really give a shit. The thing I do give a shit about is this. There's a lot of people out there believing a lot of this malarkey. And this is where people get into trouble. And this is where people give up. And this is where people think that the whole industry is a bunch of bullshit and nobody's telling the truth. This is where I've got the big problem with it. And I want to see people find people, whether it's through the show, whether it's through other friends, that they can go to somebody, get the answers, get started, obviously take the responsibility, take action to do this, and take the persistence and look at yourself now in 2016, January 4, and then look at yourself in 2017, January 4. And if you've done things right, and you've had the right type of support and have made your grade, there's no way that you won't fail. Your persistence will take you right through that first 12 months, and you'll be happy as can be. This is what needs to be done. You know, we talk about the mental thing here all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, David, I'll tell you, I'm very torn at times. You know, Mike and I got into this real heavy again today. I made the statement, and he was right with it. Most people don't think about the mental stuff really till you get hurt. And
right.
A lot of people
– right.
Right, right. Okay, because we know a lot of people can get by with talent. We've seen it, you and I. I've seen it a million times. I gave an example of my buddy who was an exceptional Olympic lifter. I think he could have went real far. I mean, he was big in New York State, the whole deal. Hurt his lower back. Suddenly – things weren't the same with him, and I knew I could just see it and see it. And then what seemed to happen, he'd come back, and something else would get hurt.
Mm-hmm.
And he'd come back, and this went on for years. He never established his greatness again, and I think it was all due to self-defeating talk, because I heard him mm-hmm. talking a lot of that.
Mm-hmm.
I believe totally. Now, I don't, you know, his back was hurt pretty bad. But a lot, you know, you see a lot of the big names had come back from, you know, Pocket Hercules. You can name a bunch of them that had supposedly, you know, ending careers. Where, you know, look at Szymanski, any of these guys, all right? And they came back and set world records, all right? The point of the matter is your self-talk, like we're talking here with everything, I think destroyed my buddy. I mean, he still lifts. He's nothing now. And
well,
I hate
well,
to even
here's,
say
here's,
that.
Here's an interesting,
go ahead.
Here's an interesting take on that. He hurt himself, and he was never the same after that. And probably from what you're describing, each successive time it got a little bit worse, right?
Yep.
So he was persistent in his self-talk of, oh, I'm not going to be able to do that anymore.
Exactly.
So he actually through his mental imagery and persisting in that mental imagery, got exactly what he was expecting.
Absolutely. You know what I'm wondering, though, too? You know, and I'll ask you this because you've been around enough people, too. Now, I would never think anybody would do this on purpose. But do you think some people self-sabotage themselves so they don't have to do it anymore, so they don't have to measure up to that great responsibility or that greatness everybody's talking about? Do you think there are people?
Absolutely.
Okay, I do, too.
Absolutely. Because if the pressure gets put on you to be the greatest that there is, then what? And you see this all the time with pro athletes. Like, remember when Mike Tyson was on top of his game and then he got distracted?
Oh, yeah.
And then he fell apart. I haven't followed it really closely, but I know Ronda Rousey got knocked out pretty bad here recently. And then all of a sudden, everyone who thought she was the greatest thing ever is like, well, she wasn't really that good. It's a fickle public. And I don't know how well I would be able to sustain my own perception of myself if I was being faced with that kind of intense media scrutiny all the time. You know, oh, you're the greatest of all time. You got knocked out. You were never any good anyway. Just that kind of stuff, you know.
That's very damaging. We know that to anybody's psyche. Yeah,
I don't want anyone to think that I'm saying that Mike Tyson or Ronda Rousey subconsciously sabotage themselves. I don't know one way or the other whether that's the case or not. But I do think that a lot of people will deliberately or not deliberately, they will subconsciously sabotage themselves, because it goes back to what I was saying earlier about if you won the lottery, what are you going to do if you turn into that person? And if you're expected to be great all the time, what happens if you're not great anymore?
Right. You're gonna disappoint everything yourself, and you're going to just fall like in that abyss. There's no way you can't. But I will tell you this. If it was me, I mean, and, you know, your handlers are real important. We know Tyson's handlers went down the shitter. Once D'Amato died, Jacobs, the whole deal went, and he went with Don King and the rest of those clowns. That was the end of him, man. I mean, I remember watching that Buster Douglas fight, and I was like, this isn't the same guy. But, you know, on the other not to take anything away from Tyson, it would have been interesting to see what he would have been with, you know, his other managers, obviously.
Yeah. You got to remember. That brings me around to something.
Sure.
Makes me think of something very interesting. We were talking about the resolutionaries that are going into the gym and the Planet Fitness are paying attention. Should I not say Planet Fitness out loud? I'm sorry.
No, I said it too. It doesn't matter. I don't want to give them shit, though, but I don't care. Go ahead.
For the people who are bargain hunting the gyms to go and do their resolutions and to hit their goals and to start new and all that kind of stuff, that are bargain hunting for a $10 a month gym and not paying a professional to go in there. When you get hurt or when you drop out, don't be surprised.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'll say that again. When you're bargain hunting for something and then you get hurt or you drop out or both, don't be surprised. What did Mike Tyson have in the scenario we're just discussing? When he was at the top of his game, he had high-level coaches that were into him. When he started to fall, there was a change in the coaching regime. Now, I'm not saying anything about the coaching ability of anybody, but something changed with his coaches. So he went from having coaches that worked very well for him that got him on top of the world to having coaches that may or may not have been working very well for him, and then everything fell apart. What do you think would have happened if Mike Tyson had never had a coach or a trainer or a manager and he had stepped into a boxing ring?
Yeah.
He would have gotten knocked out.
He got killed.
He had some of the most amazing raw talent of anyone who ever laced up a pair of gloves. But without a coach, he would have gotten knocked out by, you know, a journeyman fighter. So all the professional athletes, all of them, all the Olympic athletes have coaches.
Yep.
So if people who are getting paid hundreds of thousands, millions of dollars a year to do something with their bodies have coaches and they're already the best in the world, what makes you think you can go into Planet Fitness for $10 a month without someone telling you what to do and have any measure of success with an average set of genetics and a average or below average amount of knowledge of coaching. Just stop that shit logically for a second. If the best in the world have coaches to keep them on top of stuff and unlimited resources for all points and purposes to pay for it to stay on top, what do you think is going to happen to you with a limited amount of knowledge, bargain hunting with no money?
Failure.
Yeah.
There's nothing else. Look at the one good thing, we're going to tell you the truth. You're going to fail miserably. If you don't get hurt, I hope you don't. But you're going to be turning tail and you'll be gone by month's end. And then you'll say, well, all gyms suck and all trainers suck and everything sucks. And you'll be like, you know, what's the fucking difference? I'll take up walking a half an hour every night and I'll lose weight. Good luck to you. I'll tell you something right now. If things happen, you know, with Tyson or anybody, you know, they get knocked out, suddenly they're no good, this and that. I'll tell you what I would do, and I still am going to do it. I'd be like the Jeremiah Johnson of weightlifting. There's another good one, right?
Oh, yeah.
You got three today, man. I'll tell you what. I would disappear. I'd find a good trainer that wanted to go somewhere where no one would know, and we'd be gone for a year. And we would live hard and hardy. We would train hard and hardy. And we would come back, and I swear to God, if you bumped into me, I'd probably cut you because I'd feel like a piece of metal jagged all over. That's what I would do.
Yeah.
And I would come back. Can you imagine, you know, I love to hear him say, you know, like with boxers or, you know, I love to watch, they had the Rockies on again all this weekend, and, you know, look at his eyes, man. You know, they look like steel, basically. Yep. Well, that's the deal, man. Because what you've done now, you've got out of this pussy-ass saturated society, and you found out what you really are. See, that's important, man. No one talks about that anymore, being tested every day. You know, because we live, quote-unquote, in a civilized world now, which, you know, if you watch Rocky III, when you know, Rocky thinks he's going to take on Clubber Lang there, and Mick says to him,
worst thing that ever happened, you got civilized.
Yeah, you got civilized, man.
Yep.
You know, and he's like, you can't win. He goes, he's just another fighter. No, he's not another fighter. This guy is a fucking wrecking machine, and he'll tear you apart within two rounds, man. You know, no fighter wants to hear that. Nobody wants to hear that. That's got pride in him, you know. And what I feel more than ever, and I want to do it. I don't want to do it just to get away and get tougher and stronger. I just want to go do it just to test my mettle, to see what it's like where you're so remote. You know, maybe you got one or two people with you, but can you survive, man, without cracking? Can you have snow every day for, say, 10, 15 days in a row? You know, can you go out in that cold fucking gym with a dirt floor? Maybe you got a little bit of heat. Can you go out there and survive it? Can you go out and chop wood until, like, you got icicles growing off your eyebrows? You want to talk about fucking persistence? But the thing is, we don't live like that anymore. We go into controlled environments in a gym. We go in where they're playing all this stupid happy music. You said Jason, or what's his name, Justin Bieber, that fuckhead, you know. Who wants to listen to that pussy willow shit, man? You know, that's the whole thing. What, you know, I'm not saying you have to be, you know, something, this is where I don't want to be misunderstood here. No one says that you have to just be this big hulking guy that's like, hey, look at me. That's not what I'm getting at all. What I'm getting at is becoming better than you can ever be, stronger than you can ever be, mentally sound. I'm talking so sound, no matter what, you can rise above it. A gentleman. Treat your wife, your girlfriend, your family like they are the gold they are. That's what I'm talking about, a strong man. But don't be afraid either, man. If you got to fucking throw down, you throw down.
Yeah.
You know, if you got to do that, you do it, man, right?
We should do a whole show on just training in an environment that is not conducive to training.
I got it right in my backyard, brother. We can do
you
that
and me
anytime.
Both. You and me, I'm so happy because it's finally turning cold here. It was like down in the 30s last night. And I have a horse trough full of water that I go out before the sun comes up and spend anywhere from 10 to 30 minutes in it.
Nice. So,
and that's a good way to get your day going, in my opinion.
Bet your ass it is, man. Absolutely nice, cool is. Water, get everything cooked. Well, I'll do that anytime.
I thought of one other thing that I wanted to throw out before we wrap up, because I know we're getting close to time. Because thinking about fighters made me think about this. Conor McGregor. Now, I'm talking about fighters on this show. I don't watch UFC. I don't watch boxing. I don't pay attention to hardly any of that stuff ever. But my friends in Ireland are very excited because Conor McGregor made such a big splash. And I'm like, okay, well, this should be interesting to watch this fight. And it's only 13 seconds. So
it was quick.
So I watched it and I saw some of the people commenting that, oh, it was a lucky punch. We didn't really get to see a fight, this and that. Then I watched an interview where he was literally talking about the law of attraction and how 3 or 4 years ago he was driving in his girlfriend's beat up raggedy car and he would sit at a stoplight and visualize himself in a nice new car. And that like 24/7, he is believing that he's the champion, and that when he gets all of his energy aligned that way, there's no other possible outcome than the universe aligns with him and he becomes the champion, which okay, great. That's awesome. I've read stuff where Arnold said the same kind of stuff. Lots of champions say that kind of stuff. And I agree with it completely. Then I saw a short little video where it showed him, in the dressing room right before the fight, kind of mentally going through what he was, you know, you could tell he was already in the fight. He was picturing himself in the ring. And he had studied the other guy. I don't even know what he was. Apparently, he was an exceptionally good fighter as well. He had studied the other guy's style and had identified weak points. So he had persistently broken things down to where he knew what the most important things to do in the ring would be. And he trained as such. And there's this particular punch that his opponent would throw that left him open for a particular counter. And so he's like going through the mental rehearsal of that.
Yeah.
And they had lined the films up, two different films in one frame. And he did exactly the same movement in the dressing room that he did when he knocked the guy out. Awesome. Like, that's not a lucky punch. That is a rehearsed response to something that you know is coming.
Yep.
And it just, the timing, the body posture, everything was almost exact. So I really started to notice McGregor after that, and then watching some interviews with him, he seems to be like just a really classy guy anyway, and like, you know, what that kind of fighting game actually needs. But talking about his visualization and his persistence in the training and the I will do whatever I need to do to make this happen. That's persistence.
It totally is. And you know what? It's that wherewithal, man. You just can't break it. That's the whole thing. You might bend. You know, as my one of my college professors used to say, you know, be like a tree. Bend, bend, bend all the way back, but you never snap.
Yep.
See, that means you're always going to come back. And persistence is what that is all about. And that's why I said persistence builds self-confidence. Self-confidence builds you your success. And it's just so goddamn vital and important. And I implore people. I know I've said that word a lot. That's one of my new ones again. You know, get out and listen to, you know, go out and read Think and Grow Rich, Napoleon Hill. You know, go out and listen to all the great, you know, I know people will goof on, but I like Tony Robbins has got some good stuff. Les Brown.
Oh, Les Brown's the man.
Yeah, there's people everywhere, man. Jeffrey Hazlett has been a guy I've been really listening to a lot. He just put out a book. What is it? Think Big. What the hell is it? Think Big something. I can't. But it just came out. If you go out and plug that in, you'll find Jeffrey Hazlett. It's something. It might be Think Big, Act Bigger or something. But it's all about just the persistence, the ability to do things when people tell you you can't do it, and the ability to stop following one way. There is no one way to anything. There's people that you can admire and draw from, and you can copy to a point. But when it comes down to it and it's yours, you put your own brand on it, man. Yep. And I'll leave it at that. David, summarize anything you want. Give out your information, your website. Let me do mine. Just hang on the line, if you would, please.
IronTamer.com is the website. Hopefully it will be launched anew here pretty soon. Facebook, Iron Tamer Dave Whitley, Twitter and Instagram, Iron Tamer. Thanks again for having me on the show. I'm excited to see what we're going to be talking about next January.
I'm excited to see what we hopefully we are. I won't even say hopefully.
Yep.
What we will be talking about when you come on in February, because
yes.
If these things go as they're being patterned right now, we're going to have a big announcement,
yes.
And the people that listen to this show are going to flip.
Yes.
Cause we've only been up for a little over a year. David can tell you, we talk a lot offline before the show and stuff. And I'm not bragging or anything like that, but I'm very proud of what I've done. I've been pretty much a one-man show for almost 3 years now. You want to talk about persistence. We talked about that. This thing is going to come through. I'm just waiting on some software. I'll say that much. This is going to be huge.
Yes.
This show is going to have impact like you can't even imagine. And this might just be the thing that pushes us over the cliff into everybody's backyard at that point. And
yes.
I couldn't be happier. And I'm glad David and everybody is a part of this, because I'm telling you right now, big ass shit's coming. are you set? You got everything out?
Final thought on the subject of persistence.
Yes, sir.
You can persist in moving toward, and whoever's listening to me right now, you, I'm talking to one specific person right now, you.
Yep. Yep.
Whatever you want to do, whatever you want to be, whatever you want to have, you know what you need to do to get there. If you persistently take the actions every day to move in that direction, you will get there. You will become the person that you desire to be. If you persistently put off taking those actions, then you will also get that.
Yep. Yes, you will.
You will be persistently doing one or the other. It's up to you to decide which one you're going to do. So go do that and let us know how it turns out.
Absolutely. And I'll tell you what, there are no days off. Even when you feel like shit, you got to get in there and do something. Unless, like I did, I took a break because it's just been a long year just doing the show. You need that downtime, too. Never be afraid to do it. But I will tell you this, it feels damn good to be back. I mean, I haven't done a show, I think, in 10 days, just mainly for resting the voice. And I've got a full docket right till the end of April, and we're not being shy on any shows. This week alone, I'm 7 days a week, right till Sunday, and I don't even have a clue to what's next week. I haven't looked that far. This is Motivation and Muscle, the podcast show that connects your brain to your brawn. We're sponsored by Sorenex.com, 803-8978-2253, extension 111. Dr. William Wong, doctorsdocspreferred.com. Also, too, Hearts Collision, I'll give you that number. It's 518-477-7937. That's only for New York State residents. Just remember that. Great people, obviously, and we're very happy to be doing business with them. Steven Santangelo, regular on Motivation Muscle. If you haven't heard him, you got to listen to him. He's a real interesting guy, let me tell you. He's still lifting. He's in his mid-60s, and he's done some crazy shit, man. This guy makes some fabulous products. His spring, summer, and his fall, winter powders are incredible. His minerals are incredible. I, unfortunately, don't have a big enough bathtub, so I can't put my shoulders in because they're too wide in the tub. I have an older tub, but I can kind of sleek down in it a little bit. You soak in those things, I swear to God, they'll get rid of every ailment you ever had. And I drink them now. I gargle with them in the morning and at night, and I gargle them before I go out and lift. A lot of times I'll gargle before the show, too. Phenomenal stuff. So all of this stuff is it's metabolic endurance through 100% pure organic foods. Athlete's Choice is the only product with the ultimate results you're looking for. Primal Creations at AOL.com. Or go out to his Facebook page at Stephen, that's Stephen.Santangelo, Santangelo.75. Tell him Motivation Muscle sent you. Great guy, real good friend of the show. He's helped me out immensely, and I thank him for that. Next, Jason Fulner. Don't forget, Plan a Year of Workouts.com. I explained to it about how it's 8x6. It's basically something to keep your records in. And obviously on the 24th workout, you can track your progress and your new goals. You can also get this on Amazon Prime for $5, no shipping at all. So go out, you know, for $5, man, let's push a little bit to Jason's way. He was kind enough to come and sponsor us. I'd appreciate anything you guys could do for us and gals. Also, too, don't forget the top 10 ways to build mind and muscle. That's a free ebook on FiorelloBarbellCo.com. Just give us your email address. You're going to get it. And there's also, I did a book a while ago when we knocked 43 pounds off Dennis, and it was just called Weight Loss Made Easy. Losing weight should be easy. Very informative, gives you a lot of information. Once again, that's a free ebook too. Take one, two, whatever you want to do with it. Strength Times Power Equals Success in the Winner's Circle. Those are our big products to date. Go out and take a look at them. I would definitely encourage you to really think about purchasing them. They are quality material. I stand behind everything, and I'll help you with anything on it, believe me. Sponsorship. $100 this month. It goes up to $500 again in February. 5 to 15 shows a week. Like I said, we want you to be part of our family. We're going to be 10 million strong or more. I mean it. We're going to kill with this thing. I plan on being around 25 years, and best and most of all, that $30 goes to muscular dystrophy. No matter, I don't care if I charge you $30, it all goes to muscular dystrophy. Jimmy is really the catalyst for everything here. My brother, he died of muscular dystrophy, and Fiorello Barbell Company and Motivation and Muscle are both dedicated in his memory. You know, I take physicality very serious. I'm sure you all know that. But when you live with a brother who you watch basically disintegrate into a wheelchair and then we lose him, as a kid, that makes a permanent mark on you. And I don't take any of this stuff lightly. You know, I've talked about some of the shit that's happened to me. This is not something I do. This is something I am. You can't separate the DNA, all right? And I don't know how much clearer I can make that, but I'm going to hammer it right through your head this year. You want to really be good with this stuff is going to become your DNA, and I mean that. This is your life. This is your lifestyle, and believe me, when you got something, David can attest this, you got something you believe in, man, and you're putting out all that good stuff into the universe, and you know what you want to do, yeah, you're going to have shit here and there, but man, you know what? Your life is just going to be so damn good. That's what it's all about. You're not going to be living this miserable, poverty-ridden life where you can't even get ahead and you're pissing on everybody that, oh, I don't have this. And well, you know what, man? Go out there, use a little persistence. Get up off your fat fucking ass, right, and go out and do something. Do something. And if you don't like my language, too bad. This is, if that's what's going to motivate you, I'll say it all through the show, all right? But it's very important. We give a shit about everybody here. If you got somebody that's on the fence of doing stuff, encourage them, man. If you got to get a little sharp with your tone, if that's going to change the outcome, by God, do it. They might get mad at you, but they're going to thank you later. So I'll leave that at that. But also, too, motivationmuscle.com, FiorelloBarbellCo.com. We're on iTunes and Stitcher. Give us a 5-star review. Everybody has. I thank you for that. If you want to get a hold of me, you'd like a specific show for David and I to do, FiorelloBarbell@NICAP.RR.com. We're on Facebook at Fiorello Barbell, Motivation and Muscle. We're on Twitter at Fiorello Eric. And I'm going to leave you with some great stuff, as we always do. If someone seeks you out in the gym or the concrete jungle, never be afraid to talk to somebody. Give them some words of encouragement. We know words can really change the outcome of your life, good or bad. Secondly, as my mom said when we were kids, never be afraid to give somebody a smile or hello. That might be all they get that day. Watch all the people walking with their heads down. Heads down. My friggin' martial arts teacher when we were young kids would have kicked me right through the nut sack if I did something like that. Never look down when you walk. Always know your surroundings. Always know the exit in a building you're in. Always. Take those things, man, and keep them close to your vest. They could save your life. Next, obviously, this is one of my favorites. I'll tell you what. you know, I think I do. I don't know if I said this, but here we go. If you're going to go out and tear some iron up tonight, do it. Take some stones, turn them to dust, as the Domination Stone says, our Hoosa Steel Crusher in blood red. Domination, we are domination. We will be 10 million strong or more. I keep upping the ante because we're going to get there quick. We're going to be at a million quick. Just go out and dominate, man. Be part of our whole family. Next, no one will ever clip our balls, as I say. And as Russell Fur says, when I listen to your shows, I swear there's testosterone dripping through my speakers. Russell, that was one of the nicest things among a lot of things people have said to me that have been connected to the show. We are no bullshit here, man. And I got news for you. We're going to be in your backyard before you know it. We're going to be at your front door knocking your fucking door down. We want you. Come on aboard with us, man. Be part of our family here. David Whitley, thank you. Our first day here of 2016. We couldn't be happier to have you on today, sir.
Thank you so much for having me. I hope everyone has the strongest year yet.
Yeah. Well, you can bet your ass on this. We'll make sure. We'll keep reminding them of that, right?
Yes, sir.
That'd be the main thing. All right, everybody. For David Whitley, this is Eric Fiorello. Thanks for listening to the show. David will be on next month with me. But obviously, we got some big shit. We got my buddy Adam T. Glass on tomorrow. And I promise you, it'll be like today's show with David and Mike. They can be very animated at times, believe me. Especially if we really get at each other, because that has happened with me and Adam before. And it can become pretty friggin' rough, man. I love it. So, David, thanks for being on, and we'll talk to you soon.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. So listen, everybody, you know, be a steward of strength and don't stand on the side of the road. And we will talk to you more this week. Have a great week. Go out and do something, you know, do something marvelous, man. I guess that's what we'll say. Have a great week, everybody. And
thanks so much for listening to Motivation and Muscle, the podcast that connected your brain to your brawn. We'll see you next time.